This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
And welcome to a special podcast on markets powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Kshitij Anand, and today I have with me Siddharth Bothra, who is a senior VP and fund manager at Motilal Oswal AMC. Welcome to the podcast, Siddharth.
Hi, thanks, Kshitij.
Well, Siddharth, just to start off with, again, a historic day on the Bursa Sensex hit a fresh record high. So, what exactly are the factors which are fueling the optimism on D Street at this point in time?
Right. So I think, what we are seeing is, we are seeing a risk-on kind of a rally where, all the beta stocks are moving up very sharply. I think what's happening is that, if you look at the last 1 month or so, there was a lot of systematic risks which were, getting visible, like whether it be the trouble on the telecom sector, which could have had a major impact on many of the banks,
mm-hmm.
or, even on the HFC side and some of the smaller banks where you were looking at some kind of a liquidity scenario, systematic risk coming in from there.
Okay.
I think the recent time, if you look in the last 1 month, a lot of things have, helped. The IBC resolution, whether it be, the proposed telecom package from government or, the nudging by the government on the telecom side. So I think these things have brought down your systematic risk. The fund flows on the FI side has been pretty strong. So the liquidity, on the market side has been very, very strong. And I think these are some of the reasons which I think, has helped fuel this rally. And other than that, I think what has also happened is that if you look at most of the high frequency numbers, they've been very negative.
Right.
So I think, one of the deductions that, maybe market participants are taking out of that is that probably the economies hit rock bottom. And, the spate of initiatives that government has taken or the spate of reforms that has been recently announced
mm-hmm.
could lead to some kind of recovery from here on. And, it's a typical thing that we see that market kind of moves a bit ahead of the real economy. So, I mean, these are the things I could think of for, what has been a very surprising and a strong rally.
Perfect. And in terms of value investing, we always say never to time the market. And, at this point in time, yes, we are trading near record highs in terms of Sensex and Nifty, had a touch and go moment with 12,000. Well, market did give an opportunity to investors to actually buy when we, retrace some gains. In fact, 7 or 8 sessions back, Nifty was at 12,034 only when it faced resistance, and it went to 11,800 and then sort of went back again to around about 12,000. So, what should investors do if they are considering to put in money right now? Should they wait for a dip or probably do it in a staggered manner?
So, as you rightly mentioned that, it's very, very difficult to kind of time the markets. I think, just 3 months, 4 months back, everyone was very negative. And post that, what we have seen is a very sharp rally on the market side.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at where we are today, I think maybe there was a lot of pessimism and, market had fallen on back of that. But I don't see any major triggers which could, take the market up very sharply in the medium term.
Mm-hmm.
Because... the economic numbers are weak, and even if we were to see a recovery, it will be a more gradual recovery because there's very little of fiscal or monetary stimulus that could come in the near term.
Right.
So I don't see the market running away as such now with regard to the two options you mentioned that investors could look at. See, if I think anyone looking at investing in markets, to our mind, should always take a 3-year, 5-year view.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you have a long term view, these kind of short term market gyrations doesn't impact much.
Right.
To that extent, whether you invest now or you stagger it in a couple of months,
mm-hmm.
doesn't make a very big difference because you're not looking at some major kind of a move either way on the down or upside in the near
mm-hmm.
term.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think, my sense would be that if we were to anyway, then go ahead and still take a view on, then I think given the fact that market has already rallied quite sharply from its near-term bottom
right,
and
right.
the economic numbers, continue to be weak,
mm-hmm.
I would think staggering the investment over some time would make more sense.
Right. And in fact, this one point which you already, put in your previous responses that market has actually bounced in terms of benchmark indices. We've seen a good amount of rally in both Sensex and Nifty. But, there are sort of conflicting signs at this point in time, which the economy is throwing them. So market valuation probably looks stretched. Mid and small caps are possibly in a bear market. In fact, mid cap stocks is around about down 20%, or mid cap index, BSE mid cap index is down around about 20% from its all-time high. And if you look at the small cap index as well, I think that is down more than 30% from its record high. So again, you know, coming back to the question now, will this momentum actually sustain now that we are celebrating at this point in time, you know, looking at the benchmark indices? So will the momentum sustain further?
So I think, you know, a lot has been talked about this major divergence between, or the polarization towards large cap and, you know, how mid cap and small cap indexes corrected. So if you look at it, I think there was major excesses that happened on the mid cap index side somewhere between, say, 2013-14 to somewhere, you know, 16, or even towards the late 17 and 18.
Right.
So that's got corrected. But, you know, I think in this talk about mid-cap or the indices, what people miss out is that if you look at the quality stocks, whether it's a large cap or a mid-cap,
right,
valuations have not corrected. What has corrected is, you know, more in the segments where, you know, you would typically not have investors come in the first place. So I think those are the kind of stocks, you know, which when you see a high tide or a strong tide coming in, typically everything goes up. So in mid-cap and small caps, that's what we saw, whether a management was good, whether businesses were good, or you know, any and every kind of stocks went up very sharply between the period between, say, towards the end of 13 to early 18.
Right.
And since then, we have seen a very sharp correction there, where if you look at some of those weak companies or some of those businesses which are always challenged, the correction's been as sharp as 60, 70. Some have been fraud cases where, you know, almost the entire thing's been wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think market participants, when they look at the index, I think that's what is getting reflected in the overall correction in the index multiples. Because otherwise, when I look at the quality mid-caps and quality large-caps, they are still very much there. I haven't seen any corrections happening in the kind of mid-cap stocks that you would like to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see such polarization happening. Even on the large-cap side, typically if you see the top 50 stocks account for roughly between, you know, 62 to 65% of the overall market cap of all listed companies.
Okay.
Even today, it's in that range. So I don't even agree with the point that, you know, there's been a major polarization towards large cap.
Mm-hmm.
And mid cap, as I mentioned to you, when I look at the quality or the stocks that you would want to invest in, the valuations are actually increased or very much there, still expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see this major polarization. And the fact remains that, you know, the market overall, whether it be large or mid, is highly polarized.
Mm-hmm.
There are some stocks, you know, which are doing very well, and the others which are challenged have been beaten down considerably.
Right.
To my mind, rightly so. And unless there's some major reason for, you know, this course correction, I mean, you know, something to reverse from here,
mm-hmm,
in the sense that there's a very sharp economic recovery, or, you know, there's a, you know, huge kind of a correction on the, you know, you see a huge upside happening on the economy side.
Mm-hmm.
I think unlikely that, you know, you will see any major correction in this divergence in the near term.
Okay. Well, I think quality still remains to be the king. I think that is the broader message that is coming from Siddharth. Isn't that right, Siddharth?
True, because I think that's the way to invest. I mean, you have to, end of the day, invest in quality and growth stocks if you have a long-term perspective. And we don't believe in compromising on that front.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Well, thanks a lot for your time, Siddharth, and listeners as well for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.